Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Georgia McKenzie. Two quick announcements before we start today's mini-episode. First, I'll be at PodCon in Seattle on December 9th and 10th, spreading the word about Ostium. I'll also have a bunch of cool merch with me, including stickers, a couple of t-shirts, and a secret giveaway for 3 copies of the new Ostium book. That's one per person, not one person getting all 3. You'll need a secret code word to win that giveaway, so stay tuned until the end of this mini-episode and listen for that secret code word. Find me at PodCon and tell me that word, and if I still have a copy of the Ostium book in my possession, it's yours. You can also just come find me, say hi, and get a really cool Ostium sticker. Second, the first episode of Season 2 drops January 14th. Well, technically close to midnight on January 13th. However, you can get access to episode 11 way earlier by becoming an Ostium Patreon for just $2 a month. You'll get access to brand new mini-episodes every 2 weeks, including something called the Ostium Files, And if you subscribe now, before December 1st, you'll be able to listen to Episode 11, A Crack in the Edge of the World, Part 2, on December 3rd, over a whole month earlier than everybody else. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. Now let's get that mini-episode started.
So going back to the various instruments you play, there was that time when you asked me to help you move. Little did I know it wasn't just boxes of books, clothes, a little bit of furniture.
I never gonna let that go.
I mean, I got some Sonic food out of it, but still.
Yeah.
We had another guy to help, but you had two pianos.
I did have
two pianos
at the same time that Alex was nice enough to help me
not
move.
Very upright, you said they were hanging there.
They're upright. They started off the move as upright pianos.
I don't think we lost any wood along the way.
No, I think we lost one of the feet on one of the piano, and so it was kind of a leaning over piano by the end of the day. But that was my fault. I'm not blaming you. So I had two pianos. When I was working in real estate, one of the perks of the job was that occasionally you get clients who were moving and they had pianos, but they didn't want to bother to move pianos because, as you know, it's kind of a pain in the butt. And so they would say, hey.
There's a reason you didn't start off with, hey, I got two pianos. You want to help me move?
Right. I do remember, though, we were pushing one of the pianos up the breezeways at one of the apartments. And I think one of us was playing Set the Controls for the Heart of the Sun.
Probably.
I don't know. I remember somebody.
Your friend was here, too. What was his name?
Carl.
Carl. Does he play music? I don't think so. So it had to be you.
It's probably me.
So you were playing while we were working ourselves. I was trying to lift up the piano. You were just playing it.
Yeah, exactly. So there were two pianos, and then there was one, and now there are none. Now it's all keyboard.
Digital.
Yeah, right. Because it's a lot lighter and easier, and you don't have to make enemies of your friends. But, yeah.
What are your thoughts on modern music? The last 5-10 years. Are you aware of this?
I did not know that. Yeah. It's funny.
Do you basically listen to much current music?
Yes and no. I would say that I've really enjoyed the renaissance of streaming, the last few years. I think for me, it got me excited about music again. There are times when, I mean, you get numb to the fact of, and this is true of anything digital, that, you know, everything is available to you.
Right.
So then it just feels like nothing's available. It's like, okay, big deal. So what? Like if we were kids and all of a sudden someone said, hey, you press this button and then you can listen to any album you want. It's like, wow, that would be so awesome. And you can't feel that excitement of that all the time. But if you can feel it sometimes, then that's pretty cool. And I think I feel that with streaming occasionally. I'll go, wow, this is really awesome.
Especially if you have, Spotify, I'm guessing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Spotify and Apple Music I actually subscribe to both of them because I just...
Right, and then you hear about a new album, and then you're like, oh, let me go check. Look, Spotify has it.
Exactly. When we were growing up, the new releases always came out on Tuesday.
Right.
And so if you were really into music, it would be Monday at midnight, you might go to a record store and get the new... I remember the Beatles anthology came out. Mm-hmm. It was Monday midnight. So and then recently, I think a year ago, 2 years ago, they changed it to Friday. So it's no longer Tuesday. It's now Friday is the new music day.
I'm kind of glad we don't work with borders anymore.
Yeah, right. And I think it was to line it up with international release. I think in other countries it was on. And then now that everything's digital,
basically.
Now that everything's digital, it was why have Tuesday if everyone else has it on Friday?
I'm trying not to hit the table so much. I don't know if it's affecting the sound.
You're right. I'm sure it is. Yeah. So what was I going to say with that? Is that now that it's Friday, right? So that means on Thursday night.
Two people, you can stay out later on Friday then too.
Right.
You get the thing because you woke up and we won't have school or work the next day.
Yeah. Though it's Thursday night at 9 o'clock because that's midnight on the East Coast. That's when all the new stuff comes out. And it's become now a week later. It's Thursday night. Go listen to it. So
do I go to my movie premiere?
Exactly. Yeah. So I'll listen to, I'll go onto the Spotify and Apple Music and download all the new music that seems at all interesting. I'll go through the soundtracks and pretty much just download all the soundtracks and listen to those because I figure the more of that stuff I digest, the more interesting.
What instruments can you play?
Okay, so
I touched on violin.
Violin, though not very good because I haven't played it since I was a
rusty
kid.
Violin.
Rusty violin. Piano is my main instrument, I would say. So we got piano, guitar, saxophone, bass, guitar.
So electric, bass, acoustic.
Sure.
12 string.
12 string, sure. They're all basically
Spanish.
The same. Yes, yeah.
So ukulele. If I gave you a really hard Spanish piece, you could just...
I would need to...
Work your way up and down the frets now.
Yeah, I need to study it a bit, I guess.
I've seen you do it before. You have a gift for hearing a piece of music, and then you usually take about 30 seconds on the piano, and you can pick it up.
Yeah.
So it's a good talent to have.
Yeah.
Is that the Suzuki method?
It is, actually, because I think they train your ears. Okay. Yeah, so I think it comes from that. So then what else? Yeah, a little bit of a lot of different things. Mm-hmm.
That's right, because there was a saxophone bass.
Saxophone, yeah. Yeah, I can do fairly well.
Did you learn more than Careless Whisper? Because that's all you ever played to me.
That's right, yeah.
I think you texted me when I was to have that text somewhere in the recording.
I got a clarinet recently.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't even tell me about that.
Yeah, so I've been playing with that. That's been fun.
Of course, now with the harmonica. Software, you can do everything.
Yeah, exactly.
And kazoo, right?
Kazoo, yes, of course.
Would you like to learn other instruments?
Oh, yes, for sure. For a while there in the 90s, I think it was, every year on my birthday, I would get a new instrument, and it would be like my challenge to myself every year to learn a new instrument. I kind of dropped that by the wayside, but I should pick that up again. I would like to do the banjo, would be one.
Steve Martin influence
that? Steve Martin, yeah.
Great sound. I don't know if it'll work for Austin, but we'll make it work.
Yeah.
Are there dark and
you could do
cloudy
you could do
banjo pieces?
Sure.
Slowly plucking.
Deliverance is pretty dark, but yeah. Sure, absolutely. A lot of instruments I'd still like to learn. Trumpet. Actually, I wanted to do trumpet and trombone, neither of which I play, so that I could be my own horn section and I could overdub myself playing saxophone, trumpet. And
so you want to do that Phil Collins video?
Sicidia?
No. I'm Not Moving, I think it's called. Oh. But in the music video... He does everything. He plays everything. They filmed each one, and then it's like he's like a band on stage playing everything.
McCartney did that,
so you
want
to do that? Yeah. He even had trumpets where he was actually playing a trumpet. It was a pretend trumpet. So let's go back to Austin Music for a bit. Yeah, so you do the recording pretty much on the keyboard and using your software.
Correct.
Would you like to try and include some live instruments with Austin Music?
Yeah, that would be a good idea. I think I could do some maybe guitar pieces. Or at least involving guitar, I think that might be a good idea.
Do you like to sing?
Like is a strong. No, I try. I took some singing lessons at
BVs, right?
Yeah. I love music, but I'm not a very good singer. So yeah, it's not my.
So you wouldn't want to sing any for Austin?
We'll see. Yeah.
Like, you know, what am I thinking of? Oh, yeah, the Bill Murray Star Wars.
Star Wars. Yeah. Austin. Actually, there is a history of having instrumental music that imitates the syllabification of a title, you know, and so I was thinking... I was thinking about that recently, about having, you know,
I think three syllable
themes for like, you know, so that people kind of hear that in their head, mm-hmm. whether or not.
Like a jingle or something.
Exactly.
My friend does that with song intros to TV series. Mm-hmm. Like Buffy goes, Buffy, 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 Buffy. Or the Lord of the Rings thing. This is the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
He's the Lord. He's the Lord. He's the Lord.
Yeah, exactly.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information, application and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's J-U-V-E-D-E-R-M.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So what's going to be different about season two of Ostunes?
Funny you ask, because I'd say since I was about 20, I've had it in the back of my head. That it was
many, like, many years
many,
ago.
Many, many years ago. 20, I'm, yeah, 20.
You don't have to tell me.
Well, that would have been 24 years ago. So when 24 years ago, when I was 20, you can do the math, sometime around then, it was in the back of my head that, well, if this real estate thing doesn't work out, maybe I could become a film composer.
And so I was imagining, like, you know, because if people don't want to buy houses anymore, yeah, I'll have to switch to music.
Exactly. If the housing market crashes, which it did, you know.
That's how long ago this was.
Maybe the film scoring market will not crash. So it's always been in the back of my head, just as a, you know, I think growing up loving John Williams and Jerry Goldsmith and all these, you know, great.
Hans Zimmer,
sure. Yeah. All these great. Film composers would be like, that seems like a cool job. And
have you seen that photo of Hans Zimmer where he's sitting in front of, I think it's like one of the first keyboard Mellotron things,
oh, okay.
And it's like this big, like a giant computer thing, or whatever,
okay,
that he uses for the synthesizers.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe one of the Moog synthesizers.
Yeah, I think it was the first Moog. That's what it was. Like, yeah. Whatever. And he was like, yeah, like a switchboard thing.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. It looks like. Anyway. Where was I going with that? So you're saying season two,
yeah.
Right? So I've always wanted to do, you know, orchestral music, you know, a la John Williams. And, but it's always been kind of a distant dream because I don't actually have an orchestra, you know, at my beck and call. But they do have synth, you know, like synth orchestras and sample library sample software. And over the years, I've listened to some and said, oh, it's pretty good sounding. They've really, in the last few years, upped the game of the quality of these instruments. And I heard something right before Christmas. They just kind of blew me out of the water. It's like, oh my God, that's the best sounding, you know, sampled orchestra I've ever heard. So this was right before Christmas and my birthday. So I'm not saying I
perfect
timing, right?
You know, planets aligned.
And you were saying, hey, you should start working on season two music. You know, music pretty soon.
Do something new.
So there may be something more of a orchestral classical nature, band. Classical, yeah,
right. Grand symphony,
philharmonic. Yes. So it sounds pretty real, I think, but that's might be coming down the pipe. Yeah.
So, is there anything else you'd like to do with the Austin music? I mean, I know you're going this angle now, but is there along the way you kind of thought, I'd like to file this back in my brain to try one day or something like that too?
Well, actually, as I am playing with this new orchestra software, I'm really enjoying doing some hybrid stuff with, mm-hmm. you know, an orchestra and then also some synth stuff kind of popping its, you know, digital head here and there. And that's a lot of fun to just kind of like push at both sides.
Mix different things together.
Mixing different things
together. Sometimes they sound terrible and then you're like, yeah, won't do that. Yeah. Sometimes they sound great.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe, you know, just try to go in different directions, get do some scary stuff and some emotional stuff. And there's all the, you know, creepy sound effects that you hear in those, like, scenes in a movie where there's spiders and things. You hear all the string, yeah, techniques and things. Yeah.
We'll have that. Oh, the Master and Commander soundtrack had a thing well, with the string.
Oh, like, yeah. Just, yeah. So, yeah, just, you know, have fun. Explore. Yeah.
So if one day we did a live Ostium show, do you think you could compose on the fly?
Sure.
While narrating at the same time. So I can, you're reading your script and you're composing music at the same time.
I could certainly give it a shot. Yes. Do you have a word that you want me to compose to? Or I guess Ostium would be the word. Not Greece. Yeah, right. So.
So, in your opinion, mm-hmm. what's the saddest key?
that sounds like a Spinal Tap question to me.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah. What does he say? D minor? No, Nigel.
I think so.
Yeah, I think this is it's the lick.
D, isn't it? Is it D?
D minor. So, yes. It's pretty sad.
Totally random. Next question.
Sure.
Do you think you could ever compose something as beautiful as Lick My Love Song?
It's always good to have goals in life. And, you know, I think if you ever, you know, were the dog that caught the truck, you know, that you reach your goal, you're going to have a sad existence. So I'm going to say that's always something I'm going to aspire toward.
Okay. So now I've got a surprise for this last bit.
Okay.
I want you.
Nice.
My toddler's keyboard.
Okay. Very cool.
Now, mm-hmm. two things to bear in mind. Yes. I've been told by musician friends it's a half note off.
Okay. All right.
And you can only do two key chords. You can't do three.
Okay. Right. The polyphony is just two notes at a time.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
So I don't know what instrument you want to pick. I can just do a few.
Okay. Here's a there's a violin. That's too happy sounding.
How about the Ostium thing? Can you pull that out?
Oh, right. So. Something like that.
Okay.
Oh, I got one more. We got one for you. Yeah.
This is exactly how season 2 is going to sound, right?
Isn't this a...
Okay, well, that brings us to the end, I think, of this mini-series.
Okay, all right. Well,
thanks for doing it.
Thank you. I had a good time.
Thank you.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
And see you later.
Okay, see you season 2.
Thanks for sticking around. You ready for that secret word? It's Croatoan. Croatoan. Come find me, Georgia, at PodCon and tell me that secret word. And if I still have one of the 3 copies of the Ostium book, it's all yours. And if you want to try your darndest to make sure you find me, send your name and email to ostiumpodcast@gmail.com and we'll arrange a secret meeting place to hand over the merchandise. See you at PodCon.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.